Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 2nd. Happy Saturday! We are trekking through scriptures about the Holy Spirit, and today we're going to read Acts chapter 10, where the Spirit guides Peter to accept the Gentiles, and then we see the Spirit coming down on the Gentile believers. This is a wonderful passage. I want to set it up a little bit first. We learn about Cornelius, and he is a Gentile. So he's a person who's not from the Jewish faith, but he's a God-fearer. He has given offerings to the Lord and to the people. And so God visits him and says, "Your prayers have been heard. Call for a man named Peter." And he tells him the details of how to get in touch with Peter. Then we move over to the scene where Peter is actually on the roof praying. And he has this vision where he sees the sky open and a sheet comes down and there's all these dirty animals on it. And the voice says to Peter, "Get up, kill them, eat them." And Peter replies, "No way, I haven't eaten anything unclean. Our Jewish law determines we should not do this." And yet the voice breaks out and says, "Don't call something unclean if God has made it clean." This happens three times, kind of confirming that the vision is from God. And Peter is perplexed by this. And then immediately there's a knock at the door, and there's these people there who have come from Cornelius. And Peter is confused, but he is probably processing this dream that he's just had, where God is doing something new. He's saying these animals are now clean. And that's going to translate to the fact that God always has desired for the Gentiles to be a part of the fellowship. But God is opening the door to Peter to include the Gentiles. There are so many barriers. If you look back at the Gentiles of the Old Testament and the animosity between the Jews and the Gentiles, there was just a big wall there, and God is chipping away at it in Peter. So Peter follows the men to Cornelius's house, and when he gets there, he's kind of like, "Oh, I'm not sure why I'm here." But Peter shares the word of God with them, and then something miraculous happens. It is nothing short of a miracle in their lives or in our lives. The Holy Spirit comes upon Cornelius and the people in his house, and they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Peter stays with them for several days, and they are baptized. All right, enough of me. Let's read God's Word. And as we read, Father, we pray that you would do something miraculous in this scripture, that you would give us spiritual wisdom and knowledge, and that you would help us to glean from it how we should live, what we should do, and just more admiration for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Acts chapter 10 in the New Living Translation. In Caesarea, there lived a Roman army officer named Cornelius, who was the captain of the Italian regiment. He was a devout, God-fearing man, as was everyone in his household. He gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, he had a vision in which he saw the angel of God coming toward him. "Cornelius," the angel said. Cornelius stared at him in terror. "What is it, sir?" he asked the angel. The angel replied, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering. Now send some men to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying with Simon, a tanner, who lives near the seashore." As soon as the angel was gone, Cornelius called 2 of his household servants and a devout soldier, one of his personal attendants. He told them what had happened and sent them off to Joppa. The next day, as Cornelius's messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the sky open, and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all kinds of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat them." "No, Lord," Peter declared, "I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure or unclean." But the voice spoke again, "Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean." The same vision was repeated three times. Then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven. Peter was very perplexed. What could the vision mean? Just then, the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house. Standing outside the gate, they asked if the man named Simon Peter was staying there. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, "Three men have come looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, and go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them." So Peter went down and said, "I'm the man you're looking for. Why have you come?" They said, "We were sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer. He is a devout and God-fearing man, well respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him to summon you to his house so that he can hear your message." So Peter invited the men to stay for the night. The next day, he went with them, accompanied by some of the brothers from Joppa. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up. I am a human being just like you." So they talked together and went inside, where many others were assembled. Peter told them, "You know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean. So I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. Now tell me, why have you sent for me?" Cornelius replied, "4 days ago, I was praying in my house about the same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. He told me, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. Now send messengers to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a tanner, who lives near the seashore. So I sent for you at once, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here, waiting before God to hear the message the Lord has given you.' Then Peter replied, 'I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. This is the message of the good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after John began preaching his message of baptism. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us whom God has chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. Even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too, for they heard them speaking in other tongues, praising God. Then Peter asked, "Can anyone object to their being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we did?" So he gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Afterward, Cornelius asked him to stay with them for several days. Will you pray with me? Father, this is an amazing story of how you have orchestrated Cornelius's life and Peter's life for their divine appointment. We pray today, Lord, that we would be open to your Spirit's leading, that we might walk by your Spirit, and that we might see each person whom we encounter as someone for whom Christ died. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We pray for your empowerment, and we pray for your fruit. Bless my brothers and sisters on this Saturday. Give them abundance of joy and peace through Jesus Christ, the one who came to bring peace for us with God. Amen.